Governor Paul LePage has once again charged into the issue of race relations. He told a Bangor radio station today civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis should thank Republican presidents for freeing the slaves and fighting Jim Crow laws. The governor's comments omitted decades of civil rights history, and they were immediately criticized and condemned by historians and lawmakers and parodied and mocked on social media. Steve Missler has details.
The governor's remarks on WVOM came in response to Lewis's feud with President-elect Donald Trump. Last week, Lewis said he will boycott Trump's inauguration because he doesn't believe he's a legitimate president. Trump then deployed his Twitter account to trash Lewis and his district in Atlanta. He also said Lewis, who was beaten by state police during the Bloody Sunday protest march from Selma in 1965, was all talk, no action. Today, LePage attempted to piggyback on Trump's criticism.
John Lewis ought to look at history. It was Abraham Lincoln that freed the slaves. It was Rutherford B. Hayes and Ulysses S. Grant that fought against Jim Crow laws. A simple thank you would suffice.
But Dan Shea, a professor of government at Colby College, says it's LePage who should study history more closely.
I think it's stunning. I think it's preposterous that Governor LePage would try to give a history lesson to John Lewis on the oppression of African Americans in the United States.
It's true Abraham Lincoln backed the abolition of slavery, and that Grant oversaw a Reconstruction period that afforded some blacks in the South rights as citizens. But Reconstruction was effectively undone by what Shea calls the corrupt bargain of 1876. The bargain followed a contested election in which Hayes agreed to pull federal troops out of Southern states in exchange for the presidency.
It wasn't until after Reconstruction ended, after the bargain, the corrupt bargain of 1876, when the federal troops left, that Jim Crow emerged in the South.
The absence of federal troops led to the proliferation of Jim Crow laws in the South, state and local regulations that enforce racial segregation. These laws persisted until the 1960s. The son of sharecroppers, Lewis grew up in the segregated South and worked to reverse Jim Crow. Lewis could not be reached for comment. However, his spokeswoman issued a statement saying the congressman doesn't need to defend himself against spurious comments. LePage, she said, is just trying to be mean-spirited. State Representative Rachel Talbot Ross, the state director of the NAACP in Maine, said in a statement that the governor was attempting to revise history and that his comments reinforced the need to fight for equal rights and dignity. But despite the backlash, LePage doubled down. During impromptu remarks to the Portland Press-Herald, he told the newspaper that the NAACP should, quote, apologize to the white people from the North, for fighting their battle. The national chapter of the NAACP did not respond to a request for comment. However, it's not the first time LePage has made national headlines for racially charged comments. A year ago, he said black drug dealers were coming to Maine to impregnate white girls. He reiterated those comments in August. The latest controversy comes as 35 Democratic members of Congress have said they will not attend Trump's inauguration. First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree is among them. She announced her decision during Monday's Martin Luther King Day annual dinner.
And out of respect for so many people who were insulted or belittled during this campaign, who fear what comes next and would like to see all of us in Congress roll up our sleeves, get to work, not celebrate, I'll be staying right here in Maine.
Pingree's decision was cheered by the crowd, as were her statements about standing in solidarity with Lewis. But Governor LePage had a different message for her.
Shelley Pingree, if she won't attend on Friday, I would advise her to resign.
That's not happening, Pingree said. She said the governor is free to criticize her, but it's not okay to disparage Lewis.
I'm not surprised the governor would take me on, but again, I think it's very insulting to take on John Lewis. You shouldn't be trying to give him a lesson in civil rights history or anything else.
Pingree's Twitter account later tweeted a photo of Lewis as he was being beaten and arrested by state police in 1965. The Georgia congressman was arrested over 40 times during the civil rights movement. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.